All three men involved in the killing of Ahmed Arbery were found guilty of his murder.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. We, the jury, find the defendant, Greg McMichael, guilty. We, the jury, find the defendant, William R. Bryan, guilty.
Of 27 charges against Travis and Gregory McMichael and William Bryan, the jury found them guilty of 23. The panel did not accept the defense's argument that the men had the right to chase the black jogger in their pickup trucks, two of them armed, one with a shotgun, and confront him and shoot him dead on the pretext of self-defense.
Travis McMichael, guilty.
Outside the courthouse, there was surprise, relief, and jubilation that justice was done. But also realism that one court victory does not mean the end of systemic racism in the U.S.
Well, when I grew up, everything was separate. Bathrooms, water fountain, eating places, and that's a big difference. But we got a long way to go.
I wouldn't go as far as to say it was a huge leap, but it was a step in the right direction.
Nonetheless, it is striking that in the state of Georgia, one of the most historically notorious of the South's former slave-owning states, a jury of 11 white people and one black person could reach such unanimity and in such a short amount of time.
And let the word go forth all over the world.
Yes.
That a jury of 11 whites and one black in the deep South stood up in the courtroom and said that black lives do matter.
Come on.
Thank you for those who marched, those who prayed, most of all the ones who prayed.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. And now Quez, which you know him as Ahmad, I know him as Quez.
Yes.
He will now rest in peace.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Amid the joy, there is a bitter awareness that after Ahmed Arbery was murdered, the police and prosecutors in this county accepted the men's argument that they had every right to chase and kill a black jogger in their neighborhood because they had an inkling that he was up to no good. It was only 2 months later when video surfaced and amid grassroots pressure that the state intervened. So that question hangs in the air. What about all the murders that weren't captured on camera? Shihab Rattan, Al Jazeera, Brunswick.